Hi, welcome to FOSDEM. My name is Deb Nicholson, and I am going to talk about FOS events. Get out there and run one. So this is mostly going to be for community events, ones run by volunteers who want to just provide something exciting and fun and valuable for their community. There may also be some advice that is for that is useful for more corporate events and things like that, but that's not the focus. So you can get at me on Twitter. I'm between gigs, so if you know something that I should do for money, let me know. So I'm pretty passionate about events. I have been, before coming to Free and Open Source Software, I've been a concert promoter for small shows, like different kinds of things like that, mostly focused on bands that were not quite big enough or famous enough or popular enough yet to be able to play at a big stadium or at a big concert venue. So I would book them at dive bars, at gallery spaces, venues that, you know, schools had that they could provide. And I feel pretty confident that whatever the size of your community is, you can find the right space and the right activities and the right venue to kind of have an event and bring folks together. I've done a lot of event planning in my time here in Free Software. So, like, I worked on Libre Planet now, like, going back over 10 years ago. I am a founding member of the Seattle GNU Linux Fest. I founded the first Software Freedom Day here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and worked on meetups with Boston Python, tutorial events with OpenHatch, and user experience feedback events via SpinachCon. So I have done lots of different kinds of events. I think it's interesting to think of events as sort of like manifesting something into being that didn't exist before, and it can be pretty heavily imprinted with your vision, which is kind of what makes it exciting and rewarding. Like, you can take a step back and think about exactly what does your community need right now, and then provide exactly the type of event. You don't have to, like, if a Hackfest doesn't make sense for you yet, you don't have to have one. If, like, a huge, you know, event in a hotel doesn't make sense, you don't have to do one. You can figure out what your community needs and then tailor it to that. So where to start? There's so many different kinds of events out there. One thing that I think is helpful to start with is to think about what you've seen at other events that you've really liked and that you thought maybe while you were doing it, like, oh yeah, I bet we could do that for my community. Or that is a really clever way to get newcomers involved. Or that was a really great strategy for getting everybody's input on what we should work on for the next year. So whatever it is that you've seen that you thought was good, you can borrow those ideas and those structures and those kinds of content from